Good morning, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me on a beautiful day for a time in the Word and in song. I hope it's a blessing to you. It sure is to me. Any time that we can spend with the Lord and with brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, it's a time where we can be uplifted, edified, strengthened, encouraged, however you want to say it. And so I'm glad you've chosen to do that. And it's always a positive thing. God is all positive. Yeah. Now, there may be things that we wonder about. We may have questions on why God allows this or why does that. He does that. But He is the wonderful master planner in not only your life and my life, but for the entire world, for your community, for your country. And so we trust Him, even though we sometimes are tempted to question. So we know that He works out all things according to His perfect will to those that love Him and look for His appearing. Tempted and tried, we oft may to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living among us, never molested, though in the wrong. Farther along you know all about it, farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother. I like the little encouragement at the end. Cheer up, my brother. Cheer up, sister. We'll understand it all by and by. We don't have to worry about that. We can trust Him. And that's why we get together day by day for these morning devotions. And whether you, if you have a prayer meeting midweek with your church group, maybe you have, and your Sunday morning meetings, maybe you have other meetings, I don't know, or with your, or your devotions with your family. It's so that we can encourage each other day by day, because it seems that us humans need reminding. We cannot stand alone and we cannot walk alone. It doesn't work that way. God has made it into a very dependent body. Like Paul says, I forget exactly what terms he uses, but you know, the hand can't say to the elbow, I have no use of you. We are integrally connected. And so we encourage each other. We pray for one another. We exhort one another and we build each other up. And so thank you for that and that you have joined me today. We're continuing on in John today. We are in John 8, and we're going to continue on from verse 33. Heavenly Father, we trust you today. We want to thank you for all good things that have come from your hand. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your daily provisions. We thank you for those that you have put on our path that we can walk with, those that encourage us, those that lift us up. And in turn, we thank you, those that you have put on our path that we can encourage and build up by the Spirit that you have put in us. So thank you, Father, that in turn we can, as a body of Christ, grow, become more mature, and walk with you. Thank you. So many things. Lord, bless the reading of your word today. Let it nourish and strengthen us. Let it educate us in the ways of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, John 8, verse 33. They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father." They answered and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus saith unto him, "If ye were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father." Then that said they unto him, "We be not born of fornication, we have one father, even God." Jesus said unto them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God." 48. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, "Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan, and hast a devil?" Jesus answered, "I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory, for there is one that seeketh and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." Then said the Jews unto him, "Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death? Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself?" Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be like a liar like unto you. But I know him, and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad." Then said the Jews unto him, "Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast seen Abraham?" Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself, and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Oh, you can just picture the discussion that they were having. No doubt those Pharisees would have been upset at those things that Jesus was saying, because they just couldn't see it. And you know, a lot of times neither can we. You know, how often have we have had someone maybe give us some criticism or whatever, and we take it wrong, thinking, well, we don't need any advice from him or her, or someone saying, you know, this and that. We need to be humble and able to take correction. And those Pharisees showed us that that they didn't understand. Anyways, so much that could be said about that. We just need the Spirit of the Lord so that we can have that same Father. Thanks so much for joining me. I want to thank you again for all your support on Facebook and YouTube and our VIP page. And hopefully we're going to get some more videos recorded in the next few days if we can get the family together. And now that things are a little slower on the farm, cattle-wise, at least cattle sale-wise, we're going to try and get some recording done and some other things that have been left undone in our building and with our music. We are going to be playing in Tahlequah, Oklahoma on Saturday at the Red Fern Festival, and we're going to have a good time at that. Anna has a fiddle contest Friday night in Tahlequah at the Red Fern Festival. And what else can I tell you? Yeah, well, I said things are not as busy cattle-wise, but now we have field work to do. We got some spraying to do out in the fields and get all the equipment ready for haying. That's gonna start very quick. And then we'll be busy, busy, busy. But we're gonna still try and keep on these song and Bible readings. I thank you for your encouragement day by day. I love when you comment. Thank you so much for that. And it helps me. All right. I hope you have a wonderful day. And Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow morning.